بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Today we begin the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Kareem. We hear this word also in Surah إذا السماء انفطرت يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم. That, O insan, what has deceived you, beguiled you in regards to your Rabb, who is most Kareem? Who is Al-Kareem? That being who grants without being asked. The being who grants without being asked. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you just analyze our lives, the amount of bounties we are enjoying from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can say with confidence that possibly more than 99% of the bounties that we are enjoying, we haven't asked for. Allah just gave it without asking. And the unfortunate part is that we take it to be our birthright, that I deserve these things, I should have these things. If you might not say it, sometimes the wives, sometimes the children also, sometimes we hear the kids who saying, we won't eat that, we only eat that. We won't sit in that car, we sit in that car. As if now it's a birthright. So this is very, very dangerous. That is why you make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you are Al-Kareem, you are very kind. Allah ta'ala grants without being asked also. Allah gives so much. Very important point over here. When it comes to dunya, by a person enjoying the ni'mas of dunya, wealth, this is no proof that Allah loves him. Many people feel, Allah ta'ala give me wealth, Allah loves me. Allah ta'ala gives wealth to kuffar also. And Allah ta'ala give the most amount of it to the Jews. Allah said in Quran Sharif, وَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِمْ, that I will give them all the wealth, the best of the wealth of the dunya, Allah Ta'ala will give it to them. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. When it comes to the apparent things of dunya, Allah Ta'ala has given to the kuffar. They know all these things. When it comes to dunya, ammunition, artillery, and when it comes to chemistry, whether it comes to medicine, all these things of dunya Allah Ta'ala has given them. How to run businesses and banks and wholesale and retail and import and export. Allah Ta'ala says, I give them all of this. When it comes to farming also, to what extent now they go on to scientific farming and genetically modified foods and how they make in our fake or artificial seeds, etc. Allah Ta'ala has given it to them. But that is only for dunya. The benefits they'll get in dunya only. Akhirat, they won't get anything. So when it comes ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, the apparent things of dunya, they know it. Allah Pak didn't make us to use our brains and our mind and our hearts to invest so much in dunya that we want to outdo them. We will never outdo them. Allah Ta'ala has given it to them. Whether it comes to armies also, whether it comes to armies, artillery, you see the jets they're making, the type of tankers they are making, etc. When Allah Ta'ala is at the side of the mu'min and the muslimin, then one small, what do you call, RPG. So one RPG will blow up a big tank. So it shows that victory isn't based upon artillery. On whose side Allah Ta'ala is, on whose side Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is, then we'll find Allah Ta'ala's help is with those people who have that iman, who have that taqwa, who believe in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is Al-Kareem. Allah has given us so much, we should not take this to be our birthright. That is why at home, always Hadhrat says, that through ni'mat of Allah, takabbur will come in the heart, takabbur, pride will come. My shoes, my dressing, I only wear a certain type, only drive a certain type, I don't use second hands, I don't drive second hand, etc. People might see it, or they might feel it, or the masturah, the ladies at home also. So Hazrat says that the ilaj and the cure for takabbur is tashakkur. Make shukr to Allah. Don't have takabbur. Come in the heart, Ya Allah, shukr. You gave it, Ya Allah. If we look at our own selves, our own lives also, if Allah Ta'ala just has snatched away tawfiq, divine ability, by default, we are just lazy. By default, we are nothing. We can't do anything. Really, we can't do anything. So anything that I am doing good is nothing of mine. Because by default, insan فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. As that explains to us, Allah Ta'ala first made ilham and instilled in insan fujur, sin. Allah Ta'ala instilled in the nafs of insan to disobey. Find children also, you don't make tarbiyat, you leave them, what will happen? Tantrums, the whole life will come out like that. See, spoiled child, spoiled, doesn't listen. So you leave the child, you leave the garden also, You'll find what will happen over there. It turns into a bush. Then it's dangerous also to clean it up. So by default, insan is like that. Insan is lazy, doesn't want to work, he won't do amal. So whatever insan is doing or trying to do is only and only by the tawfiq of Allah. Allah has allowed it to happen. Allah gave the tawfiq. Otherwise, where we can boast of anything, that I did something. When it comes to dunya also, this is qaruniyat. Qarun would say that I earned this wealth because ala ilmin indi, because of my knowledge, my expertise. This is qaruniyat. The person who has, and different riwayat mention also, those that now will have this type of temperament, because of my expertise, I am sought after. People say, I'm sought after. People are looking for my expertise. This is Qarun. Qarun had the same thing also in his heart. Day of Qiyamah, those that have this in their hearts, in their temperament, they will be raised with Qarun also. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ Allah Ta'ala says, we sunk him and his entire empire also, and continue sinking till the day of Qiyamah. So that person might not realize that I'm sinking right now. My own ego. So therefore, the ilaj with the kabbur is tashakkur. Ulimi shukur to Allah. We made a good amal. Allah allowed us. Hazrat say this, Allah allowed me to do it. I didn't do it. Allah allowed it to happen. Only shukur to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And sometimes, when Allah ta'ala takes tawfiq away, person, how much he tries, I can't get going. Can't open Quran Sharif. Just can't make it for namaz. Don't know what's happening in my life. Allah shows, you're not doing it. Only I am doing it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-kareem. So the being who grants without being asked, especially in these days we find right now in very, very, very Mubarak days. As you mentioned before, the sacred months, Ashhur-e-Hurum. Allah Ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran Sharif, about the sacred months, Zul-Qa'dah, Zul-Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. Now we're going into Zul-Hijjah, the moon has been sighted in Saudi Arabia, already is the first Zul-Hijjah for them. And the best days of the year. The first 10 days of Zul-Hijjah, the best days of the year. Sometimes you say, the best days of my life. Allah says, your life should be deen. These are the best days of the Islamic calendar. Mubarak days. Shaykh Abu Bakr Jassas, rahimullah, would say, whatever amal, Shaykh Abu Bakr Jassas, he says in his tafsir, whatever amal we do in these days, whether good or bad habits, it will increase either way. Whatever you do in these days will become your life. If not your life for the year, you will come out like that. So it's so sensitive these days. You know, when you go into surgery, it's a very sensitive operation. Make dua. Very sensitive. 5 hours, 6 hours. These 10 days are very sensitive also. Tomorrow will be our 29th Zul-Qa'dah. Tomorrow night will sight the moon. Also when it comes to those making qurbani, to ensure they clip their nails, remove their hairs, etc. For the haji and the traveler, his masala is a bit different. According to some ulama ikram, the haji now, he'll go into ihram. The traveler, there's no qurbani for him unless he's buying qurbani animal. Those that are doing qurbani, then for them, before tomorrow evening, the moon, you don't know whether it'll be sighted or not, to remove. This is mustahab. Person removes it, he's not sinful or gunagar. We can ask the ulama ikram. But these are Mubarak days. We just look at the few days that are coming ahead right now. It's only 10 days. 10th day is now already Yomul Eid, Eid al-Adha. So we only have a few days. These few days now we can score, as I said, bargains we can score, big bargains. For 10 days our whole life can get made. Imagine now the boss is saying, 10 days you work hard and you can then after retire, we'll give you pension. Allah says, just these 10 days. Keep a roza. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum's riwayat, Abu Huraira's riwayat also radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they say that one day of Zul-Hijjah, Sahaba Ikram asked, Nabi of Allah said that there is no amal which a banda slave does in any day that Allah ta'ala loves more than these 10 days. Allah loves whatever amal we do in these days. Sahaba Ikram asked, Ya Rasulullah, wala al-jihadu fi sabilillah, not even jihad. For them that was a pinnacle to give life in the path of Allah. So Nabi of Allah replied, not even jihad also. Not even jihad. Whatever amal you do besides jihad is more beloved to Allah. Third kalima is the main amal. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Then Nabi of Allah says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that mujahid that goes out in the path of Allah with his wealth and his health and never returns. He's the most beloved of Allah. Otherwise, if he comes back, those that remain behind and did the amal, most beloved amal to Allah, one day's roza and fasting is equal to 1 year. Imagine 9 days we're going to keep roza, 10 days we can't keep. So 9 days of Roza is nine years already. 9 years reward Allah will give. And Abu Huraira's riwayat also radiallahu anhu, he says, each night is equal to the reward of Lailatul Qadr. Each night ibadat. And our ibadat we know is very khafif, very, very light. Isha Salah wa Jamaat, get our 17 rakats, Allah give tawfiq. Isha Salah, get Awabin Salah, our day, Islamic day starts from the night first. Starts already from Maghrib time. So already every day from Maghrib, the days are beloved to Allah, the nights are beloved to Allah. One night we're getting equal to Lailatul Qadr, times 1,000 months, more than 83 years. Every night. If only we can understand Allah how Kareem He is. Now one is these days that are coming, Zul Hijjah. Then the days of Qurbani. Together with that is Hajj also, Baytullah. And all the reward for the Hajjis. So we can understand now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, so Kareem. There's so many things happening in these days coming ahead. Allah's kindness. Like how we say, person is smothered with love. Allah is smothering this ummah. Take. Not from here, from there. Third kalima, some namaz, some Quran tilawat. If not there, some roza. If not there, make dua for the haji. The haji making dua for you. Then Qurbani is coming. There's so much to take because Islamic year is coming to the end. If we didn't behave the whole year, at least behave now. At least behave now. If you get these 10 days right, then the entire year will come out like that. So we have these days ahead of us, Zul Hijjah. Take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, we can't just wait for the day to start. Some preparing from beforehand, some making the intentions, some making the niyats. Hazrat says, to the extent also, if we really understood the rewards that Allah wants to give, Hazrat says, we'll close shop also. We'll close shop also. Then Allah so much you want to give. Imagine now they open the reserve bank. They say, come and take how much you want. Now we know there's no gold there. They say, come and take how much you want. All will close dukhan. Reserve bank is open, right? MK party open. They say, take how much you want. They say, buy closed shop, you go to reserve bank. Free for all. Allah says, my treasury is open. Who is there to take? Come and take. 1 month tasbihat. How much you going to invest? How much reward you going to get? For the roza you going to keep. Roza very short. Alright. When we say roza fasting, you're going to start fasting now. The moon is sighted Friday, Saturday, Sunday must keep roza. Days of Hajj. Days of Hajj, if I can't make it for Hajj, at least I'm here, I can score as much as I can. The roza is very short, 5:20, seri ends. What time is iftari? Just after 5 o'clock. Just after 5, like you're having an early breakfast. You're having breakfast 4:45, 5 o'clock is your breakfast you're having, and then you're having your supper at 5 o'clock. That's it. How many times are in the shop? I didn't get time to eat also today. Person takes his lunch back home. What happened? No time. On my feet the whole day. So alhamdulillah, we have the potential, Allah has given it. So how much we can take in these few days from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that's why if you understand the reward of these few days that are coming ahead, how much we can take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward of a'mal, more than jihad in the path of Allah. Our brothers there right now in Palestine, they're spilling their blood. We can stop eating at least for 9 days. They don't have food. At least for 9 days we can keep roza, make some dua, make some dhikr. And very importantly, Mufassirin say also, that the gauge thermometer of the Ummah is Masjid al-Aqsa. If problems over there, is uprising over there, then they say understand internationally, globally, the Ummah is going the wrong way. So first, the effect will be at Masjid al-Aqsa. That's our thermometer. And we just see over the last few days what was happening over there, where they stormed the compound, right? And they're doing all the rituals. As you heard, they're doing their rituals outside the masjid, Masjid al-Aqsa. And enticing, intimidating the Muslims over there. And how they're beating them up, and arresting them, etc. And all these things they are doing right there in the, before they should be in the outside, now they're going inside. They were thinking, Ya Allah, why is this happening? Why is this happening? They're so bold they have become now. Before it was taboo for them to come into the haram area. Now they're coming in there also. And nobody's stopping them. So the ulama say, we got to see our a'mal. Our a'mal has an effect, or the a'mal of the ummah has an effect globally. Globally, a'mal, the effect of it falls upon Masjid al-Aqsa, then we can gauge what is happening. That's why it's so important, especially for us now, as we discussed this morning also after Fajr, because Asr Salah is so early. How many we find brothers are missing the Asr Salah or Jamaat? Coming late for namaz. Coming late, reading it 4:30. Still alright, but you miss your jamaat. The jamaat, you can't replace it. The jamaat that takes place in the masjid, you cannot replace it. Impossible to replace it. Fake and genuine is not the same. Is that the price is different also. We're not saying second jamaat is fake, but you won't get the reward what you get in the first jamaat. And then some brothers are coming very late. 4:45 they're coming. 10:05 they come. Reading salah up and down. As we mentioned, we send the post out. This is salah for munafiq, for hypocrite. Comes last minute, up and down quickly. Salah for hypocrite. Then we say, what's happening? Why all this happening in the world? Then very, very important, sanctity of the masjid. Right now is gone, or do you say out of the window? Cell phones in the masjid, our own children, they're playing games in the back, seeing movies in the back. Whoever brings their children to the masjid, ensure they are standing next to you. They mustn't be on their own. And before coming to the masjid, we have to make muzakara in the car. Tell the young boy, we go to the house of Allah. Is that a merry-ground? I don't know if you get merry-ground anymore. Is that merry-ground, some entertainment center? Is that a place now where you're going to play? Like a big ground, it is running up and down. Sanctity of the masjid. Nabi of Allah says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَجَنِّبُوا مَسَاجِدَكُمْ That protect your masajid from sibyanakum, from your children, and from your insane ones. Don't bring them to the masjid. Ulama say, what age to bring them? From 7 years upwards. From 7 years upwards, now bring them to the masjid. They're younger than that, alhamdulillah, they train, tarabiyat, the mother reminds them at home, sit properly in the masjid, house of Allah, don't run around, stand next to your Abba, don't make a noise. He understands it. Then ulama gives some leeway, okay, bring him. But then too, don't stand with him in the saf. If you have to, right in the corner. Right in the corner, he got shock, he got desire, but he understands the sanctity of the masjid. And now we find the children running up and down. At one time, we see this in other countries, we say, no tarbiyat of the children. How they're running in the, jumping up and down, rolling, and doing carts or whatever they're doing now. All these things they're doing in the masjid, in the house of Allah. What happened? We take them from Umrah, and we find so commonly in the Haramain Sharifain. People forget now it's the house of Allah. We're taking whole family, taking children also. They were taking selfies of them. See how they're running around the Kaaba Sharif, by the Arwada. This is the masjid of Allah. The house of Allah. Instead of a playground. That now you let the child play over there and say he's cute and upload it. You're destroying the sanctity. We know right in Haramain what is happening over there. You can see the effect on the ummah. One is our salah, asr namaz, all our namaz. Fajr is very late now. Alhamdulillah, we all can make it for Fajr salah. But we don't take care of the sanctity of the masjid. Also when it comes using cell phones in the masjid, very important. Very important. If we have Qurans, we're in the house of Allah, go and take the Quran from the shelf. It's a different barakat altogether. Holding the Quran, kissing the Quran, put it to your heart, put it on your eyes, and make dua, ya Allah, put the noor of Quran in my heart. Give shifa of all my ailments to the Quran Sharif. Make all your niyats. Now open the Quran Sharif with love, muhabbat, respect. Put the desk front of you and sit there with adab and respect and read the Quran Sharif. Yes, as a last resort, if we don't have Qurans, we are traveling, etc., then we can use a cell phone as a last resort. First resort, we use our Quran Sharif. This is the best thing. Now, they say also, don't give others an opportunity to think bad about you. But what are you doing with the cell phone in the masjid? Now, you say not reading Quran, but you have Quran Sharif. So many copies you got over here. So many copies of Quran. But unfortunately, the ummah tarbiyat is not taking place. We got Qurans, but we won't use it. Because so many shoe shelves, but you won't put the shoe on the shelf. We leave it just on the floor, and you won't use Quran Sharif. So everything is tipsy-turvy, all upside down. We put our shoes away. Very importantly also, when you come to the masjid, all the sanctity of the masjid, when you're taking out our shoes to put it on again from the shelf, don't just drop it. It makes a big din, a big sound, people get shocked. And remember, as ulama say, remember one day you will be under the same ground. Respect the ground. Walk gently, put your shoes gently, right leg, left leg. Keep in mind all, be conscious. So the sanctity of the masjid is very, very important. When it comes to our cell phones, our children, how we carry ourselves out, talking in the masjid is a no-go zone. No talking in the house of Allah. We came to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I didn't come to talk. I want to talk, go outside, go sit in the car, go out of the sahan area, go talk somewhere else. Business, you can't talk in the masjid. You can't even tell the person, I got your money. You didn't come to talk that right now. Here we came to make tasbih, dhikr, Quran, tilawat. To the extent, you're not even allowed to perform salatul janazah in the masjid. Janazah also now is an ibadat, it's a dua. But they say, the masjid hasn't been built for Salatul Janazah. That's how we read in the Sahih. So we can't read Janazah there. So we're going to talk about dunya in the masjid. There's no way. So very importantly, the sanctity of the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So we gauge now what's happening in the ummah right now is because of our a'mal. Now Qurbani will come also. Qurbani will come, then we'll find again the ummah will start. Wanna buy animals? Take a picture and send it. Take a picture and send it. Somebody will put on the DPO, status, whatever you call it now. That's not permissible. Why? Ikhlas demands, sincerity demands, this animal is for Allah. No need to boast about it. Our gunas, we hide it. Good amal too, you hide it. I'm doing it for Allah. Quietly I do my kaam. Day of Eid also, there, what happens, the intermingling, Eid is destroyed. There's no reward now. We take the ladies looking at the men, men looking at the ladies, and then the photography and the selfies, this is not qurbani. This is not, we sacrificing the laws of Allah, and our brothers sacrificing their lives in Gaza. We can do it right at least. It's for the men to take charge now. For the men to take charge of the household. Right now we lost control of the masturat, we destroyed the haya and the sharam. So they don't understand also that we've got to be modest. Yes, and see the animals, take them quiet one of the days, see the animals, Qurbani day, we can bring it home, alhamdulillah. But they should not be there when the men are there. And we heard many reports, my dear brothers, many young boys and girls, they started chatting. As a boy, where you met the girl, Eid day? Where you saw her on the farm? So what do you went there for? Qurbani? What kind of Qurbani that was? Now, all this starts over there. He's like a hero putting down that bull and say, what a macho man's boy is. What a... For breaking the command of Allah. Haya is lost. Father also taking the daughters over there, sometimes open hair, sometimes they're wearing overalls also. Ya Allah. Where the ummah is going to? If we understand Allah Ta'ala is so kareem, Allah wants to give, but we're just throwing it back. So these days will come of qurbani also, how to keep our sharam, our haya, do our qurbani correctly, find out the masail, we send out also the masail, find out how to buy the animal, you have to view the animal, or get the description of the animal, then you can pay for it. You can't just sell the farmer, right, I'm taking 5 and pay for it. You haven't seen the animal. It can lead to a dispute. That type of transaction is void in Sharia. Qurbani is not done. So we got to ask ulama ikram that I'm buying the animal, it's not like buying online. You got to go and see the animal, or the farmer has to describe it to you, so many kilos, so many years old, give a description, so you're satisfied, you're happy with it, I accept it. Now you accept it, then you do the EFT, then you pay. Now the qurbani is valid. So you should be careful how you're buying our animals also. It should be correct. If we don't do such a transaction that is void. So these days of Qurbani is coming, these days of Eid is coming, Zulhijjah will start also, the Hadis will be getting ready for Hajj, so we also get ourselves ready. So we have this Amal to do, we got Roza, we got the Dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Tar Kalima is the best during these days. We have the Rosh Sharif also, but our Tar Kalima, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, La Ilaha Illallah, Allahu Akbar, then we can add La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billahi Al Aliyyil Azim, but just till there is sufficient. Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa La Ilaha Illallah, Wallahu Akbar. So we find that this is the ikram of Allah. Allah is Al-Kareem, the being who grants without being asked. Allah, we didn't ask Allah, Allah give us Al-Hijjah, so much reward. Allah say, I want to give you. Where you look at somebody like that? Allah say, I want to give you. You want to take? Do small things, not big things. To the extent the person who reads Isha Salah wa Jama'at, and then he follows it up with his Fajr Salah wa Jama'at, Nabi Ali Salatu Salam said, Allah will write for him as if he was in Salah the entire night. Was in Ibadah the entire night. Just get your Isha and get your Fajr. And now it's so easy for us. It's very easy to get our Isha and Fajr. Fajr, latest in our area, 6:20. Person can make it. So you've got no excuse. You've got the whole night done. As we said now, what we'll do in these 10 days coming ahead, the whole year will come out like this. If you're going to miss our Asar Namaz every day, read it late, the whole year will come out like that. If you're going to sleep through our Fajr Namaz, the whole year will go like that also. Unless Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq, we get a wake-up call, now we have to wake up and start moving. And remember, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, read every salah as if it's your last salah. Keep this in mind, salatu muwaddi'in. Salatu, our namaz, you're planning now, what are you doing in the afternoon? What are you doing tonight? Sometime put in your head, this could be my last rakat right now. could be my last ruku and making Ya Allah. I don't know whether I'm going to make another namaz now. Ya Allah, this could be my last sajda right now. No guarantee. So read your salah as if this is my last namaz. And put your heart into it. And then there will be no need now for a person to be encouraged by, get your namaz on time. I don't know when I'm going to go. I have to prepare myself to meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kareem, the being who grants without being asked. Here, the author of the kitab gives 16 different interpretations, or you can say tafsir or explanation of the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala Al-Kareem. We'll just read a few. Al-Kareem is that being who grants without any recompense and asking. What do you need to give back to Allah? Allah is giving free. Hazrat says, Bansela. To get the rahmat of Allah, you have to do something. To do get the rahmat of Allah, you have to do some a'mal. To get the ikram of Allah, Allah gives it for free. Hoping Allah that you'll do something and enjoy His rahmat. So without any recompense and asking, Allah Ta'ala gives. Al-Kareem is that being who is not in need of any means. He grants without any reason also. Without any, Allah will give you without any reason. But it's very important that we think good of Allah. Have good thoughts of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As you think of Allah, Allah will give. But you always think, I don't know whether Allah will give, whether Allah will take. And you go to make dua. We are taught also how to make dua. You say, Allah, you will give me. Don't ask Allah, say, Allah, please give me. Say, Allah, you will give me. Like how a son tells the father, Father, you are the boss, I know you'll give me. He caught you. When he asks you, you'll give me. Say, I'll think about it. I'll see. He say, I know you give me. Boy tells his mother, I know Papa will give me. And you hear it, he say, yeah, he knows. So in the same way with Allah, we are like children. Ya Allah, I know you'll give me. Allah, you never deprive me. So this is shukr to Allah, yaqeen upon Allah, la ilaha illallah, that everything can do, only Allah you can do. So without any reason, Allah Ta'ala gives also. Al-Kareem is that being who in granting and favoring does not care whether it is a believer, disbeliever, sinner or pious person. That is Al-Kareem. So vast, subhanAllah. Whether you have iman, whether you call into an idol, Allah says, I'll still give you. Without any reason, I'll give you also. Whether a person is a sinner or a pious person in his sin and guna also, Allah is still feeding him, Allah is still giving him. Every other benefactor eventually stops giving. You know, when it comes to our children, when it comes to the wife, sometimes we get upset, come into the mud, they say, where's all the slips? Where's all the slips now? Now you know show our point. Where's all the slip? Nashibal kabrat. Allah doesn't ask for slips. Subhanallah. Allah says, no slip. Carry on taking. Carry on taking. Where you put it to, don't worry. But inshallah, you'll come one day. You'll come back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So every benefactor eventually stops giving. Or his wealth becomes exhausted. The favors and grace of Al-Kareem never terminate. These favors and grace will be found in this world and the hereafter. Number four, Al-Kareem is that being who becomes pleased when his slaves accept his favors. Subhanallah. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, as for the ni'mas of Allah, فَحَدِّثْ Display the ni'mas of Allah. Don't act like you don't have anything. Yes, be simple. Don't be boastful. Don't be arrogant. At the same time, don't show like you're a broken person. Allah has blessed you, alhamdulillah. Show you having a good life. Alhamdulillah's fazl, Allah's shukr. So show the ni'mas of Allah upon yourself also. So Allah ta'ala is happy when banda accepts the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Kareem is that being who grants and thereafter praises, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does with his awliya. He grants him iman, and he places dislike of kufr, sin and disobedience in their hearts, and thereafter he praises them in the Qur'an, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ Allah gave the tawfiq. Allah ta'ala himself gave the tawfiq, and Allah ta'ala praises them. Subhanallah. You see my banda. وَلَيْكَ وَرَاشِدُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمًا Allah's fadl upon them. Different names. Allah says, they are the salihin, they are the muttaqeen, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ But who gave you the tawfiq to do it? Allah has given you to do it. Now Allah is praising you also. Subhanallah, Allah is praising you. We do for somebody something, or he achieves something, then we might not say it in public, but we tell him, don't forget. Tell him, don't forget. I got a share there also. Your share is gone. This is called man, ihsan jatlana, ihsan jatlana, where you remind the person of the favor you did upon him. whether just by gesture, by eyes only, right? We help him with something from eyes, but when the eyes sorted out for you, sawab is gone. I tell you, jazakallah khair. So every time that is, thank you for it. Allah Pak doesn't do that to us. He makes us the boss. Like it's yours. Nothing of mine. You got it. And Allah Ta'ala praises also. Look at his damas, mashallah. See how rightly guided he is. What work he is doing, Allah Ta'ala praises. But who gave tawfiq? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. Upon this point, too, Hazrat tells us, when he comes to the wife at home, praise her also. She does so much. She does so much. Praise her for every small thing. Give her a good word. Ya Allah Ta'ala is praising you, mashallah. See how you're performing salah. See how you're making sabr. How you doing good amal. Allah is praising. See, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us also. Have also a praise, a tongue of praise also. When it comes to the children also. Especially when it comes to asatiza, when it comes to mashayikh, when it comes to apas also. Very, very important. To praise the children in the madrasa. How happy they get. Put them on fake star also. How happy they get. Put them, mashallah. Right? You did so well. You did so well. Like somebody mentioned now recently also, to teach the children. Ask the child, isn't Allah loves you? And teach, Allah loves you. Allah loves you a lot. Allah really loves you. Put in the child's heart, Allah really loves you. One is, I love you. But put in the child's heart, Allah loves you, Allah really loves you. So you have to love Allah also. So praise them. Give them a good word. Sometimes what happens now, the ustaz or the apa exam is coming, they say, right, you're going to see what's going to happen. You're going to die. You're going to fail. I'm going to fail you. They start behooving of a person of authority. They still fear like that. Sometimes his boy doesn't know his work, he left school. Starts telling me, what are you wasting your time? Better you go back to school. He broke the child. Broke the child. He's an amanat in your hand. He came with his heart. He's battling, whatever it may be. They don't know his background. There was one student also. Couldn't get sabak properly to the ustaz. Ustaz was shouting him. Then finally the mother came home and she mentioned to that ustaz's wife that, you know, in the entire house, only my son wakes up for Fajr namaz. And this boy was really shouting in the class. What are you doing at home? Not learning. See, he wakes up 3 o'clock in the morning to learn his sabak. But no environment at home. No environment at home. And here Allah Ta'ala is praising, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that Hibz ustaz, khayrukum, is the best of people. See, he has to have the best of akhlaq also. My son is becoming hafiz to a certain extent. I'm also his ustaz. I'm making sure he learns his work at home. I'm listening to him from a distance to make sure he's learning also. So to give him good words also. Unlike one father, he was so particular. Son is becoming hafiz al-Quran. Father heard now to read Quran Sharif incorrectly is not permissible. Allah's kalam. Can't read Quran incorrectly. You take his son's Quran door with a knife next to him. You make one mistake, I'll make you shaheed. You carry the Quran wrong. They say, but I make a mistake. No, it means you didn't learn. If you didn't learn, you're reading incorrectly, purposely. You're enough to be alive. So I heard you chase him around and around the house, bishara, that young son. That level of it, what do you call it, taqwa. But now I can't make a mistake in namaz also. So to praise the wife also, to tell her the food is good, the dressing also, the house is clean, etc., etc. So to even praise them, and those that are around us, to give them one, two words of praise. As we find what the difference it will be, our ustaz told us when it comes to the fourth point in tabligh, ikram. Ikram is to honor every, not only the Muslim, non-Muslim also, give him his honor. So ustaz will tell us, he says that if you want harmony in the world, say don't demand your rights and fulfill every right. Don't demand your rights, whether it's your children, yes, for tarbiyat sake is different. For tarbiyat and to teach them, etc., is different. When it comes to the wife also, don't demand your, many people, but it's my right. She must talk to me like this. She must respect me. I don't know which kitab they read. That the wife must respect the husband. Yes. It's difficult for her. She is trying also. And difficult for him also to be kind to her. Alright. Sometimes the man just can't say the food was nice. He knows she cooked. Who cooked the food? Neighbor sent today. Has to be sarcastic. Can't say it nicely, the food was nice. And even sometimes he has to tell her also the food was nice. She say, what happened to you today? You got fever? How come you're saying a good word today? So we don't have this culture of thanking, appreciating. So, ustaz told us, fulfill every person's right without demanding yours. What will happen? You fulfill that person's right. It will come into that person's heart that they're doing so much for me, I should fulfill his right also. You don't demand, you carry on doing. Doing for who? For the sake of Allah. Like we mentioned, we send out the post also. Person does any amal, he does any amal to get Jannat or to save him from Jahannam, that amal will not make him a wali of Allah. He's doing it for his Jannat. So he's doing it for his own enjoyment. He's doing it for his own enjoyment, or he's doing that amal to save his skin. Whereas the amal should be only for Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So how the niyat should be so pure and clean, I'm only doing it for Allah. Allah will become happy, Allah will give me Jannat, Allah will save me from Jahannam. So when it comes to the wife and the children and those around us, when it comes to our staff, sometimes the boy at home, we never give him a good word. What a good job he did. Sometimes he cleaned the car, tell him, give him a little extra also for that. Even the domestic at home, we don't have this culture of giving good words. Why? We have this fear that they'll take advantage. But how much advantage you've taken of Al-Kareem? So much. Allah is still giving, Allah is appreciating also. You took my favors, you enjoy my ni'mas. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are speaking about ilajul ghadab and the cure for anger. Reformation through companionship. How to cure my anger? Person say, I can't control my anger. I lose myself completely. Many people believe that one can be reformed merely by reading and studying great books like Bukhari Sharif. If this was the case, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send messengers to people? Just send down the Quran Sharif. Read it. If istihara will be made, what a Quran we have also. So Allah Pak said, no, with the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala sent His Rasul also. Go and show them the Quran in living form. Show them the character of Quran Sharif. So just Bukhari Sharif becoming an alim, etc., that's sufficient for islah to be made. You know the theory, as you mentioned, you know the theory how to get to a certain place. You know the examination, you get 100% for the examination. How many tolls, how many robots and everything, where the speed cameras also. You got 100%, but you're still sitting here. You haven't reached your destination as yet. If this was the case, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send messengers to the people? It was solely for their guidance and reformation by means of cleansing and purifying their hearts. In Quran Sharif also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights and He says, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ Allah sent a Rasul to the people, a messenger, to read the ayat of Quran to them. The ulama prove from there now the Darul Ulooms and the Makatib. يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ They recite the ayat. That's what you do in Darul Ulum, in the maktabs. Then when يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ So يَتْلُوا عَلِيمْ آيَاتِهِ You say the maktabs, tabliq jamaat also. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ To teach them the kitab, Quran, وَالْحِكْمَةِ and the hadith. That is now the Darul Ulum. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ the khanqas. So Nabi of Allah, one of the tasks also that was given to him was to purify the hearts of the believers. Firstly, the Nabi fulfills his duty, and thereafter his deputies follow suit. One cannot understand books without a teacher. Even many people, they say, I'll open the computer. All my kitabs on the phone. But the phone will never become an alim. Never become muttaqi, the phone is dead. You can read all the kitabs, but it will not make you pious and muttaqi. Your knowledge will increase, but taqwa will not increase. And even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he needed a teacher. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. This is a process of teaching and learning. For the book of Allah, people of Allah are created. For the book of Allah, the people of Allah are created. In the commentary of Surah Fatiha, in Ma'arif al-Quran, Tishawi sahab rahmatullah alayhi has written, to understand the book of Allah, it is necessary to have men of Allah. The fuel which provides the strength to act upon the book of Allah will be attained from the bosoms of these pious people. They will inspire you. That you see in a practical form what's in the Quran Sharif, how he is enacting it. That now they say that men are made from men. Men are made from men. Medical field, same thing also. You cannot just put a person into theater, right? You start open heart surgery. As I only give the example. He said a young man, 30, 35, 6 children, the wife sitting next to me in the hospital, they have to go for triple bypass. So he's gone pale, he's so afraid. Wife is sitting there, children around him. Doctor passes. Assalamu alaikum, how are you, bhai? He said, Alhamdulillah. He said, what's your... So now I'm going to theater. Open heart surgery. Doctor says, okay, you're my patient. He said, doctor, I'm very afraid. He says, why? He said, my first time, I'm going. triple bypass. Doctor said, don't worry, also my first time. He said, inna lillahi, inna lillahi. He says, doctor now, mashallah, he just got 100%, he got distinctions in Rasati for medicine, and now he's going into theater first time. So he takes his medical journal with him, takes his book, he says, nurse, right, let's see, open heart surgery, how we start this now? And he starts asking for all the tools. We can imagine now, this person didn't put him to sleep as yet. And as he's listening to the whole inventory now, what they're going to do, is like now they're constructing something. But they don't know they're going to cause destruction or construction. So he says, imagine in the same way now, a person didn't go to the pious. He didn't go and reform himself. And he just read the kitabs only. And now he was to give bayan. Others says, what is he going to do to the people's hearts? He hasn't made amal himself. He doesn't know how to make amal upon it. Salah, he hasn't got a certificate of salah. He didn't learn from anybody how to stand straight, how to tie his hands, how to make takbir, how to have khushu and khudu in salah, concentration and devotion. He never heard, he never learned, he never see it. How is he going to do it? You won't go to that doctor also. You run away from the hospital. Alright? So whatever field it may be also, whether he's a builder also, he's a new builder. Now he's a big project. You got a big project, he said, no, new company, say, by whole lot. Better get a second opinion. In the same way when it comes to our islah also. So this taqwa will come from the bosoms of these pious people. If a Nabi were alive, this knowledge will be attained from his bosom. But since the door of knowledge is closed, it will be attained from the bosoms of his heirs, that is the ulama ikram. The Ganguhi rahmatullah alayhi said, why do you think I became bi'at to Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayhi? The Ganguhi rahmatullah alayhi, one of our great akabirin, contemporary and same class as Qasim Sahib Nanuti rahmatullah alayhi, the founder of Darul Uloom Deoband. So the Ganguhi says, why do you think I became bi'at to Haji Imdadullah? He wasn't an alim. He wasn't an alim. It was to learn masail. It was not to learn masail from Haji Sahib. With reference to masail, Haji Sahib will ask the ulama. He would ask us. Although he's our sheikh, but he would ask us because we have the knowledge. The reason for taking bayat was to gain the fuel of strength and tawfiq to act upon everything that I have learnt. I got it from him. He was already making the amal. And he got it from his sheikh also. Where he said now, Miyaji Nur Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi, for many years in his company he stayed there. And it's a long incident, he saw a dream. And he was looking for a sheikh. So he sees himself walking in certain village now. That area of UP, and then he's shown a pair of shoes at the door of a madrasa class. At a madrasa class, and he was told that go and take bi'at now to the owner of the shoes. So he went looking, finally came to a masjid. There was a madrasa, small maktab next to it. As he walked there, then he found the shoes outside that classroom. When he opened the door, Haji Sahib saw him. He said, I've been waiting for you. These are love stories. These are love stories. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he stayed with Miyaji Nur Muhammad for many years. And Miyaji Nur Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi was the Shaykh of Haji Imdadullah, who was the Shaykh of Hazrat Gangohi, Hazrat Maashwari Thani rahmatullah alayhi, and all his great akabir. He said just before his demise also, then he called Haji Sahib and he says, I'm going now. I can offer you one of two things. I got a whole army of jinnat. I can hand over to you. Oh, I can give you that burning love of Allah from my heart. He said, I want that from you. Then he made mu'anaqa with him. He hugged him. And subhanAllah, they have hearts that are alive. And so to say, by the permission of Allah, he transferred it from his heart into his heart. This is called the strength and the fuel and the steam of Allah's muhabbat was transferred that burn from heart to heart. He says, we got it from the hearts of the Haji Imdadullah Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. Therefore, friends, for one's reformation, contact with a reformer is absolutely necessary. It is not enough merely to have friendship and companionship with them. To keep them informed about one's spiritual condition is the actual purpose of the relationship. Whatever advice they give, one should obediently act upon it. The rights of companionship, which you call sohbat, are not only feeding the people of Allah with good food, and imagine that one has fulfilled their rights. Actually, it is informing them of one's condition, and thereafter be obedient to their advice with sincerity. I will now prescribe to you a treatment for removing anger. We'll continue next week, inshallah. Here, Hazrat says also that even there's nothing to inform the Shaykh. Hazrat says, at least you can tell us what good you're doing. At least we know you're listening in the bayan. Like now we don't know whether you heard it, whether you understood it, whether you're doing it. So if alhamdulillah, the week, for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it was for the month, alhamdulillah, you were safe, everything went well. At least send that message, oh, alhamdulillah, I got my salah on time, and I started this, or I started that, alhamdulillah. See, that gives us a boost also. That alhamdulillah, people are doing something. They're making amal upon whatever they are doing. Allah Ta'ala give us so fit to make amal, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حليم يا كريم يا واسع المغفرة أو كريم رحيم الله give us the توفيق and the strength and the fuel and the steam of your محبته may Allah in these 10 days oh may Allah to do much عبادته may Allah to please you to gain your محبت and your love oh may Allah forgive us for all our sins oh may Allah give us توفيق from your side oh may Allah to read all our صلاة وجماعت complete every salah, O may Allah, in the way that is pleasing to you, Ya Allah wa takbir ula, in the first saf behind the imam, O may Allah, to your fazl and your karam, Ya Allah, you give without any reason also, O may Allah, you give without asking also, O may Allah, Ya Allah, we are asking of you, we are begging of you, O may Allah, we want to be musallis, O may Allah, we want to read Quran, O may Allah, we don't want to make guna and sin, Ya Allah, you save us, O may Allah, you give us tawfiq, O may Allah, Ya Allah, make us, Ya Allah, amongst your slaves, amongst your pious slaves, O may Allah, amongst your accepted slaves, slaves, O Kareem Rahimullah. Give us the tawfiq. Ya Allah, give us our family, the entire ummah, O May Allah, to make the best of these days of Zulhijjah. Ya Allah, make it easy for the hujjaj, O May Kareem Rahimullah. Make the tawaf easy for them. Make the sa'i easy for them. Make the ziyarat easy for them. O May Allah, make the salah in the haram easy for them. Ya Allah, change their hearts, Ya Allah, grant hidayat, O May Allah. Protect the ummah from all sides. Protect, Ya Allah, the haramin sharifin, Masjid al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, free the masajid from the hands of the zalimin, O May Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, make the Hajj easy for the Hujjaj, O May Allah. Ya Allah, you take us over and over again. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, make the Hajj for the ummah of this year, O May Allah. Forgive all the marhumin, make the maghfirat. All those that are waiting still to go, Ya Allah, you open the way for them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, take us over and over again, Ya Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, the burning love, Ya Allah, for you, O May Allah. To give your friends, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Forgive the ummah, protect the ummah, Ya Allah, shelter the ummah, O May Allah. Ya Allah, clothe the ummah and feed the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O May Allah, you become happy, O May Allah. Cool your anger upon the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, save us from haram, O May Allah. Give us hidayat, give our wives hidayat, our families, our children. Ya Allah, our progenies, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make them amongst the salihin, the muttaqeen. O May Allah, give our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them good health and afiyat and taqwa, O May Allah. They passed on full the qabr of nur. Ya Allah, raise them, make them maghfirat. Ya Allah, blow the cool winds of Jannah upon them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with Iman and take us with Iman in the condition you're happy with us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make our Qurbani easy for us, Ya Allah. Save us from haram activities that will displease you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give Hidayah to the Ummah. Blow the winds of Hidayah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'u al-alim wa tub alina innaka anta tawwabu rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amin.